Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited that you joined me today because we are stepping into the very week that the manna began to flow. It will be on May 14th this year. That is ER 16. That's when the heavens opened and the bread of life, the bread of heaven, came to the earth and fed the Israelites as they went from Egypt into the promised land. Now, the word for this week is that God is going to replenish you. And replenishment means that God's going to continue to bring you something. And I need you to hear this word. This is really important. See, so many times we get burned out. We think we do one thing, right? And we're wondering whether or not there's going to be something else that's going to come and fill us up after we do something, right? We spend, and then we wonder whether or not we're going to get something back in that we might be able to spend again, right? So we put out and then we wait for a receipt. Well, listen, one of the promises in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 is that it says that God blessed Adam and Eve. And he told them, he said, listen, basically, this is your garden. I want you to work it. I want you to have dominion over it, multiply, increase, be fruitful, right? He said to replenish the land and subdue it. And so replenishment is a promise from before the fall of man. And so when we see the Israelites traveling from their exodus in Egypt all the way to the promised land, what God does specifically is he brings replenishment. He brings replenishment continually in the raining down of the manna. Now, I think this is really important because when we talk about resting, how are you going to rest in the Lord if you're concerned always about producing? So this is a week that we have to remember that God himself made a promise to Adam and Eve that he would indeed replenish the earth, right? And he'd called them to replenish, okay? Which means they had the power to be able to not only spend a resource in the garden, but that they would be able to also activate a bringing forth again of that same resource. And God's speaking the same thing to us here when we watch the story in Exodus chapter 16. And I know I've spent like the last 3 weeks on that because this is the month of supernatural provision. And until you learn a key of replenishment, that God will indeed replenish you. He will indeed fill you up. He will indeed keep you in that place. But here's the key. You've got to come to him to receive the manna from heaven. You've got to come to him to receive the blessings that he has in store for you. And so we come with our hands open. We come to receive. We come to believe. And this is what he was teaching them during the time of being there in the wilderness, right? And we always get like all bummed out about wilderness. But let me tell you what, it's where God showed all of his supernatural provision. He revealed from this heavenly place his love, his devotion, his identity. He was preparing them for his identity that was going to come on Sivan 6, which is next month, when they came to the base of Mount Sinai. So this is a transitionary time. One of the things we have to learn in transition is that God will indeed replenish us. He will indeed bring more, and he's going to bring more again. You need not fear, right? And see, that's a promise in the garden. So that means that's a promise of redemption. Now, who redeemed all things? Jesus redeemed all things. So when Jesus came to earth and he died, buried, resurrected, and ascended, he completed an entire process that meant he returned us back to what we call as the Garden of Eden. That's the same thing as when you read from Ephesians chapter 2:6, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Full redemption has taken place. If full redemption has taken place, it indeed means that we are properly positioned to be children of the replenishment. And this is one of the things that we learn about God in this month of ER, is that God does not abandon us. He does not forsake us, but he replenishes us. He fills us up to fullness. When we go down, he will bring it back to us again. Now, he does that in a variety of different ways, right? But we expend resources. You'll expend physical strength, emotional strength, spiritual strength, right? I mean, the Apostle Paul says, you know, I speak in tongues more than all of you. I speak in tongues to fill myself up to the fullness, right? So he's tapping into spiritual sowing, all right? Spiritual sowing of pouring in the Holy Spirit into the spirit man and then speaking in that heavenly language until we get to that place of building ourselves up, pressing in to receiving from the power of the Holy Spirit that we might be built up. So there's lots of different resources that we expend in one day or in an entire week, but God is our replenisher, and that's one of the things we need to remember. See, he calls us to enter his rest. Those that enter his rest are positioning themselves to be replenished by God. And so when Adam and Eve were in the garden, they were not in a place of sin until they accepted the invitation of the enemy and sin came in. Otherwise, they were in a place of multiplication, fruitfulness, increase, subduing, and replenishing. And so God has returned you and me back to that place. So we need to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. We need to remember that when he died, cursed is everyone that went on the tree with him. That means, in accordance with Romans, we died with Christ, we're buried with him, we're resurrected in him, and the body of Christ has ascended with him. We are now in a place like the Garden of Eden. But what needs to change is our mind, our will, and our emotions to properly position ourselves to know this change has been made. There's a new eternal order of Melchizedek. It is a new eternal order. We know that from Hebrews. Jesus came and he met the entire law. This means that we are now properly positioned to receive from God his replenishment continually. Do you know if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap from the Spirit? Wherever you sow, okay, you will then reap back again. So if you want to receive this level of replenishment, then what you need to do is position yourself to understand that this is that month of supernatural provision, which, and if it's a month of supernatural provision, it's the month of replenishment. Now, we also know that in Exodus chapter 16, they had this very issue. And I've spoken about this the last couple weeks, but it's true. God told them to go out every day and receive an omer of the manna. So they went out every day and they had to collect an omer, which was about 3 pounds per person to eat. And so it was working, right? They were going out and they were doing that. But on the sixth day, they were supposed to take double portion, because on the seventh day, they were to rest. Some of the people did not obey and they went out on the seventh day. See, rest or Shabbat is very important to the Lord because it proves that we believe he is our provider. See, it's one thing to go out every day and to see your manna and be like, yippee, you know, and then bring it in and eat it, right? But when God tells you to rest and everything on the inside of you wants to produce, what you're saying is, Lord, I think my way is better than yours. And so God says, listen, I'm going to replenish you. All right, I need you to repeat after me. God is going to replenish you, or God is going to replenish me. And so we find here that he rebukes them because they did not believe him. They did not believe that he would bring enough on the seventh day, that he would indeed replenish them. And so God actually got mad at them. Right? And it says specifically that, and let me see if I can find it here in my notes. It says that on the sixth day, this is the fifth, this is Exodus 16:5, and it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they will bring in, and it will be twice as much as they gather daily. And listen, they did not obey God on the seventh day because they still went out. And so we need to know and recognize that when it's time for us to go forth and do what it is that God's calling us to do, see, on the sixth day they got two, twice as much. We need to go and do what it is that God says to do. But when he says rest, it's time to rest. Now, in essence, we are in that place of resting all the time. We're called to rest and not toil. You're called to till the land and not toil the land. So God will indeed replenish that which we finish up. So come on, I need to say a prayer for somebody right now, because this is the week where the manna actually fell in reality on ER 16, and it will be May 14th this year. And it's a reminder to us that God loves us and that he's going to provide for us. Ultimately, he is our provider. I know we think that we provide for ourselves, but that's what they learned in Deuteronomy chapter 8. When their heart was tested during this time to prove, right, to prove and to test whether or not they were going to obey God, and they failed the test. And guess what? We fail the test every day. Thank God we have a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who forgives us of our sins. See, anytime we don't believe in God and his goodness, anytime we make the choice to believe that he is not going to provide for us, we have entered into a zone where the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to be there because it's a place called unbelief. See, if you think that God is not going to provide for you, or you think, hey, you know what, I sinned, or I'm guilty, or, you know, I've done something wrong, God is not going to provide for me. All right. It's time to get in that place, and it's time to say, Lord, forgive me. I want to get back in proper alignment with you. Now, why are you doing this? You're doing this because you got to believe. See, we ask for forgiveness, yes, because we're supposed to, but we already have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who is evidence that we are forgiven all the time. We say it to restore relationship with God. We say it so that our mind, our will, and our emotions will come back into alignment and humility that indeed God is our provider. And listen, this is really important because some of y'all are slaving away, but God is saying, listen, stop slaving and let me bring it to you. That's what he did. So listen, I'm speaking to somebody right now. God wants to bring you something, but you need to believe in what it is that he wants to bring you. You need to stop working and pressing. What I mean by that is you're stirred in your soul. There's anger, there's frustration, there's confusion. There's a work that's going on in the mind, the will, and the emotions. And God says, stop. He says, stop right now in the name of Jesus. I need you to stop and rest. Read Hebrews chapter 4. They did not enter his rest because they did not believe. God says, stop striving. All right. Stop striving to do, but instead learn to rest and receive. Now, come on. This is really, really important. I know it's hard for people. It doesn't mean that you're not important because you're resting. You're resting because you believe and you know that it makes him happy to know that you believe that he will indeed bring you what you need. I want somebody needs to write that down again. It makes him happy that you believe that he's that good. Does somebody believe he's that good? Come on, can I get a high five in this place? Does somebody believe that he's that good? So this is the week that we thank God that he is our replenisher, that he will replenish that which we eat every day, that he will give us enough on the sixth day that we might rest on the seventh day. And in our resting, we might remember his goodness. We might take some time to say, God, thank you for replenishing me. I did not bring myself to this place, God, but you brought me here and you have blessed me. Gosh, folks, that's no work at all. Just sit and worship the King and thank him for everything that he's done. And you know what? It makes him so happy. He is delighted to know how much you love him. Now, this is a promise. Like I said, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it's a promise that and a command that he gave to Adam and Eve. And that's us today because Jesus has redeemed all things. So the promises go back to Genesis. And so in Genesis, we are called. So what is your work? Your work is to have dominion, to multiply, to be fruitful, to subdue, and to replenish the earth. And in the replenishment, God will give us everything that we need because he's the ultimate one that holds the dominion, the ultimate one that brings forth the fruitfulness, the ultimate one that subdues, the ultimate one that it brings increase and multiplication, and the ultimate one that replenishes. So we rest in him and he replenishes our souls, he replenishes our families, he replenishes our environments, he replenishes our workplace. He brings it a fresh touch and he brings it back up to the place that it needs to be that we might be able to eat again or receive again. I just thank God that he is so good and he loves us so much. And because of Jesus, this flow is consistent. It never stops. Come on, I'm getting excited. Because Jesus did this for us and he redeemed all things. The Father is no longer mad and the Father is sending forth everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, let me pray for you now. Father, I thank you for my friend. I thank you, Lord, that they're grabbing a hold of Genesis 1:28. They're grabbing a hold of Exodus 16, and that you made provision for your people, Lord. This is the month of supernatural provision. Let every person at the sound of my voice connect with the goodness of God, his greatness, his love, the fullness of redemption that positions us back in the Garden of Eden. I thank you, Father, you're going to remove every blinder from their eyes, every lie from the enemy that they need to work harder, that they need to do more. more. No, they need to learn to rest more because God is going to bring them more. I thank you that the power of replenishment to your people is going forth because of faith, because we believe in you and we believe in the Garden of Eden and what you've done. Replenishment comes to your people, not only in their souls, but in their families and in their environments. Everything they touch shall replenish at the sound of your voice. I thank you that their pocketbooks are replenishing right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, everything you need is being replenished right now. But listen, God is concerned with your soul. If you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're feeling, God, I just don't believe it. Come on, just confess it right now and say, Father, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then I need you to get in his word so that your faith will be increased, because faith is increased by the word. Go to Genesis 1:28. Go to Exodus 16 and read it, and read that it makes God happy when we believe him and we enter his rest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, hallelujah. Listen, I want you to join me for my next Ascend class. It's going to be in June, okay? Don't have the exact date yet, all right? But listen, just sign up below and we will get you that new date. And then we're going to send you the Zoom link, okay? So you can come on with me and you can learn about living in the Garden of Eden or in these realms of the Ascension, what Jesus has done. He's fully redeemed it. And then I'm going to teach you about the Hebrew calendar too. And then there's time for discussion. You get to meet people all over the world. It's absolutely amazing. So join me for my monthly Ascend class. It's going to be awesome. Then also, Dream Mentors. Go to dreammentors.org. Sign up for our soul transformation classes, our 101 class. Learn how to be an amazing biblical life coach. Learn about purpose and destiny. Learn about strategies for living. Learn about how to defeat the enemy. Learn about what motivates humanity. Learn about how to take somebody through a process of soul transformation. Teach them what happened when they became born again. And then what is the process that God takes us through that we might walk in power? Come on, God is calling you to come on board and be equipped. It's the right time and season. So at the sound of my voice, if you're getting excited, go to dreammentors.org and sign up today. We're going to have somebody get in touch with you, one of our biblical life coaches, so they can walk you through that process, tell you how you can be involved in that. It's very, very exciting. And if you do not yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get a copy today. You can go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com, go to Amazon.com. It's also on Kindle. You can download it in an ebook from wherever you're at in the world. But you need this book. And let me tell you why. Because God reveals something about himself every single month, and he wants you to know who he is every month. And this is the month of supernatural provision. Now, you don't know about next month, the month of Sivan. But if you get the book, you're going to know about it. And you're going to walk with me for 30 days through that. Listen, I have people all over the world who are doing this. They're so excited. And they're receiving every day from the book a prophetic revelation that is revealing how God is revealing himself. Don't you want to know God more? This is a great way to know. It's power packed with scripture and prophetic revelation. All right. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You will lend to many. You will borrow from none. And you will rest in the realms of the Ascension. All right. Be blessed. And I will see you next week for the Weekly Word. By the way, share this with a friend, because somebody needs to hear that God is replenishing them this week. Be blessed.